Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, the Keystone Sports app, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, on Twitter as well, at KSN Sportsnet. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle, we're here. This is a special edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking the 2018 recruiting class for Penn State. Our good friend Ross Tucker worked his way through his rankings of this class, 1 through 23. He scattered it out over a few weeks. We're going to do, and I say we, these are going to be my rankings for a little rebuttal to Ross. And honestly, I just worked my way through 23 to 1, and I felt Ross's pain because there are some really good players that you feel like should be like number 5, but they have there's no choice but to stick them at like 17 or 18. So I went through Ross's rankings. I didn't have any huge disagreements with what he did or why he did it or his scouting reports on guys. It's just, you know, where are you going to choose to split hairs, I think, is the big question. And there are a handful that I viewed maybe a little bit differently than him, and it's worth noting that he's immensely more qualified to do this than I am, but I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So for the next 60 minutes or so, we're going to work our way through from 23 all the way down to 1. I can say this for sure. My number 1 is different than his number 1 is, and we'll get into some of those little issues along the way. So I will also start with 23 through 21 are the exact same as Ross. So this class has so many guys who are four-star caliber, but there are three guys, I think, whether it's things that they need to figure out or just guys who maybe Penn State is a lot higher on than recruiting services, there's a pretty clear quote-unquote bottom three. And you'll start with number 23, which is also Ross's 23, the kicker, Jake Pinneger from Iowa. I don't think there's anywhere else to put a kicker except for last in the class. And
right.
There's no disrespect. It's just you're talking about a specialist and generally a guy who's not the same caliber of athlete as everybody else in the class. But Jake Pinneger is a little bit different than everybody else. And one reason that I really like him, Greg, is that for the same reason as Blake Gillikin has been a really good punter, it's because he's a real athlete. He's not a guy who's just stationary, just punts the ball, who weighs 160 pounds, whatever. Pinneger is an athlete, too. He played safety out at Ankeny Centennial in Iowa. Blake Gillikin was a lacrosse player and a punter. And you saw some results there, and I suspect that Penn State, maybe not to say that, okay, if Pinneger doesn't work out a kicker, he can play another position, because I don't think that's really a big thought. It's that athletes have a better chance of succeeding, even as a specialist at the next level.
There's no question about it. And I think for Penn State, what makes it hard as it relates to these rankings is that it's the right spot for him in the rankings, but Penn State needs him to be closer to number one when it comes to impact.
And the further spring practice goes along,
the more
dire it looks. So Jake Pinneger, when he arrives in June, will be asked, and I think he will be the hope at that position. I think he can do okay, just for the same reason Blake Gillikin was able to come in as a freshman and do okay.
Not to get too far off track, but I'm just curious your thoughts on this, because it does relate to how Penn State will recruit moving forward. I understand where James Franklin's coming from in that he wants guys to specialize, but if you're a kicker or a punter and you think you can do both, I think it's relevant to ask a school that you're going to go to, do I have the chance to do all of these things? And Penn State can present you with the analytics and the logic and the reasoning why they might want you to do a specialized thing, but at the end of the day, you might be looking for the chance to do both, even if maybe there's proven statistics that say you won't be as successful if you do them. So I'll be curious to see how that works moving forward, but for Jake Pinneger, it sure would make James Franklin's life easier if he's higher up on the list come summer camp and is able to either take a kickoff job or a field goal kicking job and out of the hands of Blake Gillikin, who right now is far and away the leader in the clubhouse for all three jobs.
That's something that when you're giving a scholarship to a specialist, as athletic as he is, you need them to play a role. Because
right,
as James Franklin said, there's no backup plan, really.
No.
Maybe Jake Pinniger. Maybe there's a backup plan, but really, if he's either kicking or he's not.
Right.
Alex Barbier would be a good example, and he's out the door, which is why Penn State's in this spot. Number 22, also Ross is number 22, Bryce Hefner, the three-star offensive lineman from Illinois. He's a guy that if you're just looking at on the surface, you're thinking, what is Penn State doing here? Because you get one of the top centers in the country in Juice Scruggs. You get two elite offensive tackle prospects. And then there's Bryce Hefner, who is a three-star, who his recruitment started to heat up a little bit right around his Penn State offer, but there weren't a lot of programs exactly banging on the door. But what I saw from him, and he's the designated swing player in this class, a guy who can play guard or tackle, I think he can legitimately play tackle at the next level. I don't recall what Ross said about his ability to do that. Ross played in the NFL as a lineman, so I'm curious what his thoughts were. But he is a pretty light-footed, pretty athletic frame on him at 6'5", 290, wherever he's at there. He's a legitimate swing player, and I think that Penn State liked him for a reason. He's down this far because everybody else is a, without a doubt, electric elite athlete, and Bryce Hefner just isn't quite there, doesn't have that reputation.
Yeah, that's essentially it. You know who I think, if he could make a track like this, he'd be considered a success story, is Mike Miranda, right? A guy that didn't necessarily come in with the highest of hopes, but then all of a sudden, one January in State College, now it'll take Bryce Hefner longer because he didn't arrive on campus as early as Mike Miranda did, but one conditioning and spring practice cycle later, and oh boy, here's this kid, three-star, who if you were doing this last year, you probably would have had him down towards the lower third of the class, and he's in position to maybe have a redshirt burned if Penn State needs to bring a guy off the bench to play along the offensive line, and now he's fighting for a job here. So I think you could see a very similar path between those two guys early in their careers.
And just skill set wise, I don't see a lot of difference between Bryce Hefner and Robbie Martin. And I didn't see a lot of difference between Robbie Martin and Andrew Nelson as a high school prospect.
There you go.
They all three of them as high school players could afford to bulk up a little bit. My 21, also Ross's 21, Charlie Catcher, the linebacker from Cumberland Valley High School. He is in a class, Greg, where there's three true, no doubt about it, linebackers, and he isn't quite the same, no doubt about it. He's listed, I think, on Penn State's signing day roster at 215 pounds. That is a good number for him because you saw him play at Cumberland Valley as a wide receiver, run the ball. He played safety. He was an interception machine, kick returner, punt returner. He did all this stuff. You just didn't see a lot of him playing down-to-down linebacker. And I think the company he's keeping in this class, talking about Micah Parsons, Jesse Lucada, Nick Tarburton, those guys are big boys. They're linebackers. Charlie Catcher, not quite there as far as down-to-down linebacker. I also, whether it's fair or not, I'm just not 100% sold on durability because he's had some injury stuff too.
That's the biggest concern. Not only has he had injury stuff, Dustin, but it's, you know, taken him off the field so much so that we just don't really have a great idea of what he's capable of. I mean, one thing you hear over and over about him, and this could be his saving grace at the next level, is his athleticism. You hear it endlessly. Micah Parsons was asked, Micah, you're considered the most athletic guy in the class. Who is the guy that's behind you? And he said, well, Charlie Catcher's right there with me. And we've heard this from other guys, too. Now, whether you believe it or not, I don't know. But to me, these kids have no reason to lie about it. They have no reason to make things up. So I think Charlie Catcher is an extremely athletic guy. You're absolutely right, though. Too many injuries and other things that have kept us from seeing that full potential. We'll have a chance to recognize it once he gets on campus in June.
So one of the things here, and you talk about criteria of how to put these guys in order, how to split hairs. One of the things for me to put a phrase on is variables. Variables in their development, to me, mean lower probabilities in their development. And so what you saw with Hefner and with Charlie Catcher and a couple other guys along the way here, the more variables they have, the more it kind of slides them down a little bit. And starting at 20, I've got Trent Gordon here. You could put any number of guys in any sequence, really from 20 to about 11 from my point of view. Ross had Trent Gordon at 17. And I think you know, I'm not saying hindsight is 2020 on this, but there seems to be some very good reviews on Trent Gordon coming out. And I also think that cornerback, maybe more so than any other position on the roster, Penn State has managed to take three-star guys who aren't exactly heralded. They seem to know what they're looking for. Grant Haley, Christian Campbell, Amani Oruwariye. I would say Donovan Johnson is another guy who wasn't as heralded as he probably should have. Penn State will take them all. And with Trent Gordon, I think you are seeing some strength and some maturity and some coverage skills that might not have turned the heads of recruiting analysts, but Penn State liked him. He also showed, I thought, the ability to play safety if Penn State needed him to play safety. But I believe he sticks at cornerback long term. He's got a real shot, Greg, and enrolling early helped him open up that pathway right away.
Exactly right. So I think that he's a guy that Penn State could use his special teams help as soon as this 2018 season kicks off. Now, will they? This is where you get into the questions of linebacker, of depth at the cornerback position, and do you feel like you can hold him off for a year and use your other guys, and then you have a full 4 years of him, a little bit stronger, a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, a little bit more mature, and a little bit more aware of the playbook, or do you throw him out there right away because you think he's a guy that could graduate in 3 years and go to the NFL? Well, that's the question Penn State's going to have to answer. Certainly, though, you can tell Penn State has upped its recruiting abilities just based on the fact that Trent Gordon is buried at 23 in a class of 2018 that just is so top heavy with good talent that there's really nowhere else to put him. Even though I agree with you that 11 through 20 is fairly interchangeable in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and Ross likes to say, he gives the disclaimer that these are all stud football players, and it's the truth. But really, in this range, and I'll the next guy on the list, Isaiah Humphreys at 19. He's a guy who one of three or four for sure that I was trying to make it a priority to get him a little higher on the list because I like him. You know, I like his game. I like his frame. He has true playmaking capabilities from the safety spot, ball skills, and that's something that I've been big on in this class and for Penn State at safety in particular is to get a guy who can be disruptive when the ball is in the air, because they haven't really had that. Marcus Allen was great, and I think he blew up plays. He blew up opposing wide receivers, but he wasn't a guy to make a play on the ball. The ability to get a game changer back there, I think, is important. And Penn State's getting closer. I think Isaiah Humphreys has that capability right now. So he enrolled early. He's a little slender. He's not as big as you would want him to be just yet. So he's not going to move up that pecking order ahead of a guy like Jonathan Sutherland, for example. He's not going to be in that top four, I don't think. But I could see him making an impact pretty early in his career at a minimum on special teams. Ross treated Humphreys and Gordon like interchangeable package deal. They're both defensive backs from Texas. I have Humphreys at 19. He had him at 16, but we had them both back-to-back. Good players, both of them, but there are so many good athletes. We're going to get to more of them on this special rankings extravaganza of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We'll be diving more into Penn State's 2018 recruiting class right after this break. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.